It's very important that you be in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
When he comes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of Acts, chapter 18. Chapter 18, the book of Acts. We're going to start with verse 24. It says that a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. Come on and give God some praise. Title of this message is Zeal. Z-E-A-L. Zeal. So a certain man named Apollos, he was an eloquent man. Doesn't mean that he dressed nice, not that kind of eloquency. But he was a well-learned man in the scriptures. He had stories of learning and he could express them convincingly. That would cause people to follow them. There's a lot of people that can they're well learned, whatever word they are well learned in, and they can convince you to follow them. But I'm here to tell you, you better follow the one called Jesus,
right,
who followed his Father,
right,
called God.
Right.
Because he is the way,
amen,
he is the truth, and he is the answer to everything that you have need of.
Amen.
The next word expresses who he really was.
Yeah.
And that word is man. Not just a mere man, but he was an honorable man.
Right.
One that people can look to for some instructions.
Amen.
That was sound, that would help them to come to a conclusion of whether to accept it or not to accept it.
All right.
Hallelujah. He was a mighty man. That means that he was powerful or capable, glory to God, to bring you and line you up with the scriptures.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. We need people today, not people just to come to church. See, we come to church. Churches does not come to church and sit down and hear somebody teach or hear somebody preach or nothing like that. Church is the place that you come to empty yourself of what God done for you throughout the week, and to celebrate him and lift him up and glorify his name, so when somebody is looking around, they can see the glory of God that brought you through all the week.
Hallelujah.
That's how mighty he was.
Amen.
Glory to God. He was mighty in the scripture, or the writings, or a document that is holy.
All right.
It was not man's interpretation. It was what he had learned.
Yes.
He was taught these things. In order for you to learn, you got to go where the teacher is. You got, a lot of us got the teacher sitting on our living room table, but we never go to the teacher.
Wow.
We always come to church to find the teacher, but you got the teacher in your home.
Yeah, yeah.
Hakoshaka.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Good word.
Jesus said, I spread a table before you in the midst of your enemies.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait till I come to church to tell you about my problems that I've been through all week long, glory to God. But I go to the teacher and always get the answer. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Elegant man, mighty in the scriptures. He came to Ephesus. God will always send somebody your way. Hallelujah. We're not here alone. Jesus didn't die alone, but he died for us. To retrieve us and to snatch us out from under that death sentence and bring us into his marvelous light so that we can live, glory, and find his name and lifting him up so that we can go through our circumstances and our situation and all of these problems that we have. Let me tell you one thing, that there is no power greater than God's power. There's nothing above his power. The circumstances and the situation and the warfare that you're going through, nothing is above God's power. Not even that the man that is born against you every day is not above God's power, but God created the man and he can bring the man down and bring him under subjection unto the obedience of his word. We got to spend more time studying. That's the zeal. You got to spend more time studying. That's the zeal. You got to have more zeal in God than the bowling alley. You got to have more zeal in God than your job. You got to have more zeal in God than your food on your table, because he provided everything that you have need of and not what you want, glory to God. But we're always looking for the want thing, but God done supplied all our needs according to his riches and glory. And when we lift him up, there's no problem or circumstances that's greater than the power of God. Come on and lift him up. But God is the greatest. Don't get caught up in your situations and circumstances and miss out on God.
Amen.
You notice how we miss a lot of our blessings? Because we're overwhelmed in our circumstances, in our situation, when God done spread the table in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you know him, when you know that God is in the midst and has spread the table, then you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. Because the scripture clearly tells us that we are troubled on every side. Glory to God. So why are you quit trying to add more to the other side? Glory to God. Hallelujah. When trouble come our way, we got to build it up.
Come on now.
That is greater than what it is. Hallelujah. You've got to remember that God is God. He's above everything. There's nothing greater than God. The Bible said this man was instructed. In other words, he was instructed verbally, which is a sound down to your mind and to your ears. And what you hear, you're supposed to tell somebody else what you heard. And what you hear in the scripture, and what you learn in the scripture, you're supposed to tell it to somebody else. And you got to begin with yourself. Tell it to yourself, glory to God, that you are the son of the Most High God. Tell it to that old man to be quiet and bring him out of subjection. Tell it to that old man that you are lifted up. Tell it to that old man that you are saved. Tell it to that old man that you are blessed. Tell it to that old man that God is your healer. Tell it to that old man.
Come on now.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
What you learn, you got to express it.
Yes.
Tell it to that old man.
Yes.
Glory to God, who fights you every day. Glory to God. He walk up in your face. You got to start walking up in his face.
Right.
Glory to God, that he may see the glory of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You can keep him quiet, but if you quiet, he won't be quiet.
Yeah.
Apollos was fervent. He had a zeal. You got to have a zeal toward God. You got to want more than you got. You got to remember he's unlimited. You got to remember that he gave us a measure of faith. Glory to God. And I'm here to tell you about that measure. It ain't in ounces and pounds. It ain't in centimeters and millimeters. It's unlimited measure. Glory to God. So whatsoever you have need of, God can take care of it. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to retrieve us and to lift us up of our situation and circumstances. So every time you have a problem, remember this one thing that is already taken care of.
Amen.
When you lie down at night, he's God. When you get up at night, he's God. That's the zeal you got to have. See, that zeal is the vision that God has put in our heart, that no matter what we are going through, we still got God. And that vision that he's put into us, glory to God, we can get up out of that dust, shake our feet off, and keep on moving. Glory to God. Why? Because God has got greater things than what we have right now for you and I in our life. We don't know the time, nor the place, or the season that he's going to call us home. But all we need to know is to have that zeal toward God, to know that out of every circumstance and every situation, he can bring us out, glory to God. But a lot of people don't want to come out because they're too busy trying to fight the fight themselves.
Hallelujah.
Apollos was imparting the instructions that he received. The good news. Elementary instruction in the way that we should live and the way that we should walk. And he only knew the baptism of John. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the scriptures that he was taught was the word. And the Bible said, you shall know the word, and the word shall set you free. Hallelujah. He convinced people that this word was true and that there was no flaws in it. And if you believe in it, it'll set you free. Glory to God. But you got to want it for yourself. That's the zeal. You got to want it for yourself. If you don't want anything, you won't get anything. But a whole bunch of mess that you can't handle, glory to God. But if you know the truth, God will set you free of the mess that's in your life. He'll clean it up and he'll set you adorned in his glory and his might and his power to the instruction that he give you so you can go tell somebody else how to get out, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I want to tell somebody how to get out.
Amen. See you.
I'm not so concerned about the blind man and putting my hands on him and the eyes come open to see, but I'm concerned about the souls.
Yes, right.
I want to be able to tell somebody how to get their soul saved.
That's right.
Glory to God. But you got to be led by the Spirit of God in order to do these things. Come on and give God some praise. He said he was instructed in the way of the Lord. He was expressing the authority and the lordship of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The authority to let them know that they can take up this authority and set themselves free. I like that kind of authority. For it is written, not only in books, but if you open the book, you can take the Logos word or the writings or the spoken word and write it in your heart and in your mind. And when the trouble comes by, the Holy Ghost will rise up and bring to your remembrance.
Yes, it will.
This word that will set you free. Glory to God. But you got to have that zeal to want it.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Some people got more Bibles you can make wallpaper out of. They got this version and that version. They got King James. They got they get the King James and they say, I can't understand the King James, so they'll go get what they call the Living Bible. When all the time they had the Living Bible in the King James. You got to have a zeal. That's to be hungry to learn and go to God. When I got saved, I just started that Genesis and started reading. It took me, I don't know, maybe two years or three years to get out of the Old Testament, glory to God. And I didn't understand a thing. But I kept on reading. I went on a little farther and I ran up on the prophets. I didn't know there was prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, glory to God. And then I ran up on the minor prophets and I kept on reading and I found out that Jesus came over there in the gospel. But I kept on reading, glory to God. And I found out that he's alive forevermore, glory to God. I found out that he left some instructions over there for you and I to follow him. And if we follow those instructions, we shall live and not die. Come on, give God some praise. I had the zeal. And down through the years, God began to unfold his word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But if you ain't got nothing in there, ain't nothing going to come out.
Right.
If you don't eat some food, they're going to have to take you to the hospital and give you a suppository or enema. Glory to God. But if you put something in there, you got something to come out. If you don't put some of this food in there, glory to God, they're going to take you to the graveyard and bury you. Glory to God. And you'll be lost forever. But I'm going to tell you on this side, start eating, glory to God, and don't stop. Have that zeal like never before. And God will come to your rescue. Come on, give us a prayer. Hallelujah. He said, and being fervent. I like that word. Being fervent.
Yeah.
Or having that zeal. It means to boil or be fervent, have a fervent mind. Or I like the word zeal. I was talking to Pastor Keys in the elders meeting about zeal. I like the word zeal. The word zeal may be favorable or it may be unfavorable.
Okay.
Right.
It may be good or it may be evil.
That's right. Amen.
It may be friendly or it may be hostile.
Yeah. Mm.
Glory to God. But I want to talk about the good part first.
Come on now. Come on now.
Hallelujah. We consider good is an honorable emulation or effort or ambition. Apollos had a fiery spirit of elegance. Hallelujah. And he stuck with that. Elegance. What is elegance? Elegance means that he crossed the T's when the T's needed to be crossed, and he dotted the I's where the I needed to be dotted.
Come on now.
And he explained the meaning when it needed to be explained so that they could have the understanding that this word is true.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. So he had the good side. He was an honorable man. You don't have no good and you ain't honorable.
Right.
I'm just going to say it like it is. If you don't have the good in there, you're not honorable. You just lying, glory to God, and using Webster's dictionary word of honorable. Glory to God, which don't have no meaning, don't have no fire in it, don't have no glory in it, don't have anything in it. It's just a word, glory to God. But this word, glory to God, it'll turn to whatever you want it to be. When you lift it up, when you call on him, he said, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. So if I need to be healed, I'm going to call him, glory to God. If I need some money, I'm going to call him, glory to God. If I need some clothes on my back and shoes on my feet, I'm going to go to the one who made it all. Come on and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Other people look at other people and say, I wish you would give me that suit. He ain't gonna give you that suit. You better go to God. Hallelujah. Be zealous in God. Be fervent in season and out of season.
Yeah.
And God said, when you seek him first, in all these things, he'll be able to tell you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So if I need a new suit, I'm going to seek the kingdom first.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you look around, you have more than enough.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. Let me give you a little testimony. When I was coming up in this ministry, I didn't have many suits. Matter of fact, I didn't have any. Met my wife there, she laughed at me. I had on me some, what they call them, some chuck boots or something. I thought I was shocked. I had them flared out pants. And they were above the top of the boot, man. You couldn't tell me nothing. I looked around and she had them bag, them bad boys up. And we going to Robert Hall's. Glory to God. Where you can get two in one. Glory to God. And I was not ashamed.
Amen.
Glory to God. Because God works in mysterious ways. This one that took the form. Glory to God. We laugh at the material thing, but God is a material God, and he owns everything up on this earth, in this earth, and under this earth. Glory to God. So I don't have to go to the tailor. Go to the one who created the tailor. Glory to God. She began to buy me some suits. You know, check yourself. I'm buying some suits. And I come to church one Sunday. Man walked up to me. He said, I'm changing my wardrobe. He said, I got some suits. I'm going to bring you look just about my size. Next Sunday, he brought me five.
Glory.
He didn't bring them in a bag. They was clean on hangers. Had the tag still on it.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And I thank him for him. I ask God to bless that man. But you know, he was already blessed when he gave them to me. Glory to God. And I came back two or three Sundays later and he gave me five more suits and some ties and shirts and all that stuff. Man, I was in heaven, glory to God. I was aware we was coming to church Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Friday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. I had a suit for each service, glory to God. It wasn't the same. That's what God will do for you, glory to God. When you have that zeal to serve him and to love him and to lift him up, God will bless you like you ever go. Come on and give us some prayer. That's the favor boy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He was fervent in spirit. Means spiritually fervent or exceedingly zealous. See, you got to seek God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. You can't let nothing get in your way.
Amen.
Spiritual. Materially, mentally, emotionally, you can't let nothing get in your way.
Amen.
You can't let your family get in your way.
Come on now.
Because you might be the one that's with the zeal that's going to get them through.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They might fuss and fight and argue at you all their life, but you stand your ground and tell that man that's worn against you, glory to God, that God has got everything under control. And cast all of them imaginations up on Jesus Christ and bring every thought under captivity unto the obedience of that word, and that word will set you free. Come on, give me some word. Hallelujah. That was the good part. Then there's one thing about the good part. This man had a burning zeal. I like that.
I like that
burning part. I like that burning part too, God. I'm telling you. I'll tell you. Glory to God. He had that burning zeal. Not only was he desire to do it in spite of. But when you have a great desire, a burning zeal to do it, then God will add to the fire.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you'll be in it and it'll be so hot, but it'll cleanse you and bring you on through so that you can tell somebody about that God. Hallelujah. That he's not just a God. He's the God. The one and only. The Elohim. The high lifted up. The high priest. He who well is and is to come. The immutable one. That's the one I'm talking about. The almighty God. The high, the most high God. There's none greater than him. That's the one I'm talking about. The one who gave us all that we have now. And he will continue to give us and give us and give us. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. When you have that great zeal, then it'll lead you to consequent imitation of that which is excellence. I don't know one that's excellent per se.
No, that's right.
That's Jesus.
Come on now.
He's the most excellent way.
Yes, he is.
Glory to God.
Yes, he is.
He is the way, the truth.
Yeah.
He is the answer. Glory to God.
Yes,
the government running around looking for answers and all that stuff, but they're looking in the wrong place. They're looking for a man to come up with a new law. And every time he come up with a new law, it's more destructive than the law in the past. Glory to God. But if we get the right law. To get the right law. God will have to come back and destroy this earth. But he's coming back for you and I, glory to God. If we keep that zeal going, he's coming back for you and I to take us where he is.
Come on, amen.
Hallelujah. And there's that unfavorable. I have to talk a little bit about that. Unfavorable. You know what it says, evil, good or evil, friendly or hostile. Unfavorable means angry, envy, tormented by another's good, which is zeal or fervency, tormented by another's good fortune, and is active and aggressive to diminish the good, which is God, in another. And usually it is accompanied by petty complaining and fault finding. Petty complaining. I'm not talking about complaining about Sister So-and-so, what she got on you don't like. Or Brother So-and-so, what he's wearing. He shouldn't wear that tie because it don't match the suit. Thank God he's dressed. But I'm talking about another's good fortune or good things is that deal with yourself first.
Right. Amen.
That's what comes first, you.
Amen.
You didn't see Sister So-and-so or Brother So-and-so until you came to church. Amen. And now you're going to judge them by what they wear. It's not about the clothes, it's about the heart and the soul. It's about the love that's in us, glory to God. That's what we're supposed to be expressing. Those are the thoughts that's supposed to go forth, glory to God. Those are the atmosphere, fills up the atmosphere in this place. And that's why the shouting come forth. That's why the praising come forth. That's why the glory of God come forth. It's because your thoughts are right with God. Come on and give it to the Lord.
My goodness.
Petty complaining. We do that all day long. Petty complaining. I complain about God, this is too much. I got all of this stuff on me.
Yes, Lord.
God said, who put it there?
Yeah, right.
All right, you didn't put it there. Well, who's going to get it out? You God. Quit complaining.
Amen.
Yeah, I mean that all the time because I go all day long with this old man. Hallelujah, glory to God. He might have on I don't know what color gloves he got on, black gloves, but I got some golden gloves on, glory to God. And I'm fighting with him every every step of the way. I'm not giving that joker not one inch. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because if you give him an inch, he'll take a mile in your life.
Yeah.
And see, like it takes a decade for you to get out of it. Why? Because you planted the seed.
Right.
And the harvest has got to come forth.
Yeah. Right.
Apollos has planted some seeds here. And the harvest is coming forth. He only knew so much, but it was good.
All right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what you know, that's what you can only express. But God works in mysterious ways. Hallelujah. He sent Aquila and Priscilla. The power of God that pulled that brother to the side and show him how to move in the spirit, to live and have his being in the spirit. And when he knew everything, when he knew about that, glory to God, he brought more than he brought in before in his elegance, glory to God. Over there he was man, glory to God. He was a human, but the spirit of God come in and drew him by his spirit, and therefore many came into the church, and the church grew, glory to God. That's what got to happen today. The spirit of God got to come in and separate you from this old man. Separate you from them thoughts, glory to God, and let you have that zeal toward him and that fervency, glory to God, which is the favorable part, glory to God, so that you can get rid of that unfavorable dude all the day long. Come on, give me a praise. Bible says he was diligent. That means he was accurately. No way man can be accurate. But God is accurate.
Yes.
His word is accurate.
Yes.
You don't think it's not accurate? When he created heavens and earth, stars are still there.
Yes.
They're still reproducing. The moon is still there. It fell up on earth. It still comes what man called full and half moon and all that old stuff, but it's the moon.
Right.
The sun is still there. Glory to God, it ain't threw no flames down up on the earth because God commanded to stay where it's at. Glory to God. I can just live right there in the universe looking up and realizing that the Creator did all of this. Glory to God. And then he said, little old me and you down in the midst of it to lift him up and to glorify him. When he just took his hand and spread it out to heaven. Glory to God. Don't think you are somebody, glory to God. You better lift up the one who created you and formed you and put his breath and his life into your body, glory to God, so that you can glorify him, so that you can have that fervency and that hotness and that burning fire of zeal and zest to serve God and to live holy before him. You can't do this thing without this word. He said, don't add to it or take nothing away from it. That's what people are doing. They're adding to it.
Yeah.
You know? Remember, he gave us that measure of faith. I said, it's not in ounces or pounds.
Yeah.
It's an unlimited measure.
Yeah. Right.
But a lot of people put a weight on it.
Come on now.
Or a measure on it. That's man. Well, I need a whole lot of faith because this is a big one.
Yeah.
Well, God gave you a measure. What, it's unlimited. What are you talking about? Yeah, but you don't know what this one is. Yeah, but God does.
Right.
See, these are discussions that I have with the old man.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you, I have it with the old man. I don't know how y'all do it, but I have a discussion with him.
Yeah.
You know, a round table. I don't care if I'm driving, walking, sleeping. Glory to God. Have a discussion with it. Hallelujah. Because God is there taking up the slack.
Amen. That's right.
Talking to making up the hedge. So when I sleep, I can sleep sound.
Amen.
Glory to God. I lay down in peace and get up in peace. Glory to God. Why? And when I get up, here comes the old man. And you know what I do to him when I wake up? And here he comes, jump on my feet. And my feet, I lay up there. And I got numb through the night. And I get up, you know, and I stretch and yawn.
Let
that old man know that I'm still alive. Oh, praise my God. Glory to God. And not too long. The circulation to come back in those legs that God created. And I go over and walk and lift them up and glorify Him. That's what you got to do. That's the zeal that we got to have to serve God no matter what. In the midst of your circumstances, serve God. In the midst of your calamity, serve God. In the midst of your fallen, serve God. In the midst of your accusation, serve God. In the midst of your fight, serve God. In the midst of the warfare, serve God. He's our shield and buckler. He's our warrior. Come on. I'm closing. Hallelujah. Aquila and Priscilla had heard. And that's something they heard. If you live it right, people gonna hear about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If you live it bad, people gonna hear about it. So I want the favorable part when people. And then if you live it right, people gonna talk about you.
Amen.
It ain't gonna be favorable.
Amen.
It's going to be always unfavorable. And don't turn around and lose your focus on God, your zeal, and ask God, why are they talking about me? You know what God's going to tell you? They got a mouth. They got a brain. And they're walking in that way. What about you?
Ooh, Lord. All right.
Hallelujah. When you walk in the way of God, I'm gonna put it this way. This is the way man will put it. When you walk in the way of God, let the dogs bark because they can't bite you. Glory to God. They expounded, or they brought him to a greater understanding of the things of God.
Yeah.
See, that's what the zeal is all about. I want a greater understanding than I got now.
Amen.
You know, I don't have to preach any harder or any more than I'm preaching now, but I want a greater understanding.
Amen.
Because some things God just don't let you say at that particular time, but at the right time He'll let you say them. That's what I want, a greater understanding. Come on and give God some praise. I want a greater understanding. Show him the way of God more perfectly.
Yeah.
More perfect. Oh, Lord, Lord. There's nothing more perfect than God. Everything man calls perfect falls apart. He's still trying to find out a way to make more money. So he messed with everything that God created.
Say that.
He messed with the herbs and he's still messing with them. Hallelujah. He distorted God's law and he's still distorted.
Yeah.
Come on now.
But one thing about it, he can't destroy it. That's what I like about
it.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah. We may eat the food full of this and full of that. But remember the scripture, the word of God said that the man may kill the body. But don't fear him, but fear the one that you kill both body and soul. That's the one I'm afraid of. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to make sure I keep the zeal going. You got to make sure you keep the zeal going. You got to make sure you got the right vision. You got to make sure you're holding on to the right hand. You got to make sure that you're studying the right word. You got to make sure you're lifting up the right king. You got to make sure that you're lifting up the right God. You got to make sure, glory to God, of make your election sure.
Amen.
Apollos. His first instinct was human energy. but his attention is drawn to the impelling power of God. That is the Spirit. So when we are drawn by the Spirit, all things, and I'm closing, when we are led and drawn by the Spirit, then all things are subject to obedience to the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you let him have his way, everything is subject to the obedience to the Lord. Because he done already made the way. See, we don't have to go through this life trying to make a way. I know we're in this world, but we're not part of it.
Exactly.
We're not conformed to it. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind.
That's right.
I may be down in finances, but my God is rich.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. They wrote a book one time about the richest man in Babylon. That's me. Glory. That's all of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are the richest one in Babylon because Jesus came through and made a way.
Yeah.
But don't get your sight on the material thing.
Yeah.
Get your sight on God.
Yeah.
Get your sight on Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's the right vision.
Yeah.
That's the right zeal.
Yeah.
That's the right fervency.
Yeah.
Get your mind stayed on him,
yeah,
and he'll give you perfect peace,
yeah,
in the midst of your problems,
yeah,
and your circumstances. You may cry a little bit, glory to God, but God will wipe your tears away. You may hurt a little bit, glory to God, but God will heal or ease the pain.
Yeah.
You may do this and you may do that, but God is always there to bring you through. You may be down and out, but God is not down and out, glory to God. He's up waiting on you, glory to God, to get up and hold on to his attainment,
yeah,
so that he can continue to bless you in this land. Come on, give God some praise. It says, this is the closing part. It says, when he was come, he helped them much which had believed through grace. That undeserved favor that we have. That grace.
Yes.
There's nothing like Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I look at things in the world and it makes me so angry.
Yeah.
And I thought I had got healed of people cutting in front of me. Hey, God said, you ain't gonna get healed of that. You just gotta learn how to drive. I said, God, I got a CDL. He said, that don't mean nothing. They still run over you. But I look at how some of them drive, and I said, and don't let my wife be riding with me. She said, fool. Look at that. Ooh, we ain't got no sense. I said, I know, but we're going to leave him alone. See, that's the part that God done delivered me from. Leave him alone.
Me too, Rev.
And they driving worse.
Yeah.
And when we was talking about the cutting off stuff, they got worse than that now.
Yeah.
The scripture said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse in the earth.
Yeah.
So they don't get no better. Glory to God. They cut in front of you. I mean, this guy, he was in the third lane over there. And the exit is right here. And he cut all across them people and come and he cut in front of me. And God said, hold your peace. Put your foot on your brakes and hold your peace. I had my foot on the brakes, boy. I'm telling you. Holding my peace was kind of hard. Glory to God. I want the exit too. Okay, y'all leave me now. I'm closing, bro. He said, believe through grace. Grace is sufficient for all.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody stand.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.